Daf Mem Vav. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschkitz family, Leon Ishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, the Rufur Shlema for Daniela Tzipora Ben Bas Dina, and by the Rubenstein family, the Rufur Shlema Rufel Ben Chana. Okay, so the Gemara begins at the top of Mem Vav, two lines down. It's a bit of a tricky Gemara towards the bottom. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Evare Ola Shenitosu, Osele Maracha Befnei Atzman. We learned this yesterday, that according to Rabbi Meir, there's a special maracha that was used just for the leftover limbs that were not burnt all night. So the ola is a leftover ola that was left out, so then he burned it on a separate maracha, b'fnei asmo v'sodon, and you organize it on the ramp and the mizbech until it's ready to be burnt, as we said. The afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, one would do this, would have this special maracha. So asks Gemara, my kamash lan, what's Rabbi Elazar teaching us that we didn't already know? Tanina b'chol yom hayusham arba Marachas, we already know there are Arba Marachas. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Bar Kapara? So comes along Amar Rabbi Abban, Lo Nitzach El Psulin. This is teaching us that even Psulin can be brought back on the Mizbeach, V'dafka Shemishlehen Mishlehen Behen Ha'or, as long as it was already singed or burnt by some of the fire. Meaning if you had an Ola that was pasul and it fell out or it wasn't burnt, if it wasn't touched at all, that goes out to the basis Reifa. But let's say somehow you had a carbon Ola that was pasul and it was burnt, though, that actually is allowed to be returned and should be returned back to the Mizbeach the next day. Rashi explains here, the psulin, says Rashi five narrow lines down, hanach dim olu lo yerdu. So I don't know if we encountered this yet together. The mission of the Gemara's and Mizvachim talk about different types of two categories of psulim. Some psulim are im alu yardu. If it goes up, you need to take them down. They're too pasul, we don't accept it in the Mizbeach. There are other psulim that im alu, you shouldn't put it on, but if you did put it on the Mizbech, lo yardu, don't take it down, leave it there. So the category of psulim that we allow the Mizbech to eat, b'di'eved, imalu, lo yardu, those types of psulim, so the Rashi says, shemishla behen ha'or, if the fire had burnt it, t'mehahi shaita, the moment the Mizbech begins to burn, to eat, if you will, the psulim, nasu lachmo shemizbech, becomes the bread, the food of the Mizbech, and therefore, the next day, if it wasn't fully burnt, you would return it back to the Mizbech. So that's why he's coming to teach us, even the psulim. Back to the Gemara now. Aval lo mishla behen ha'or lo. But if the fire did not touch it at all, they remained unscathed, so then these psulim would not be returned the next day onto the maracha. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Bar Kapara. Ikadami, others argue and say, no, echad ksherim vecha psulim e mishla behen ha'or in vi lo lo. This qualification of the fire burning the carbon and that's left over would apply equally to psulin and even to ksher. I mean, up until this point, we said we didn't even think about this concept. But the Ikadami is telling us even the ksher, even the carbons that were kosher, that were left out overnight, that were nitosu may evari haola, only if they were burnt and only if they became the lach me mizbech, may they be returned the next day on this special marach b'fnei asma. But if they were not, then they're taken out to the base of Sreifa and not returned to Mizbeach. So these are two Ikadamris, how to understand this concept of the Mishnah Ben Ha'or. Does it apply only to the Psulin, but the Ksherim, regardless, always get returned the next day, or even the Ksherim have this requirement of Mishnah Ben Ha'or. So then the Gemara says, in that statement above, of the Maracha B'fnei Atzmo, that every single day they have to have a separate karbon, the separate Maracha rather, what does it mean, V'afilu B'Shabbos? What's he adding? And even on Shabbos you have this Maracha, Tanina. It says in the Mishnah, Vayom Chomish. So what does that mean, the Hayom Chomish? Well, we'll say it outside, then when we look at Rashi, the Shita of Rabbi Meir was that there are four Marachos, B'chol Yom Vayom. And in Yom Kippur, there was five. That means there were four plus one on Yom Kippur. One of the five that were there was this Maracha of the Evare Ola Shenetosu. So it means the Erev Yom Kippur leftover Karbanos can be burnt on Yom Kippur itself. So Shabbos would be the same din. Erev Shabbos, Evari Ola, will be burnt on Shabbos itself. So once we know Yom Kippur has five Marachos, so certainly, which again, four plus one, but at least the four were there on Yom Kippur, certainly those four should be present on Shabbos as well. There's no difference of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Legabi Dizinim. Look at Rashi, how Rashi says it, same exact thing, but just to see it again. Rashi says around eight narrow lines down, Tanina Hayom Chamesh, Vare Yom Kippur is Kishabbos, V'katani, de'evare tamid shel erev Yom Kippur, osalen maracha b'yom ha'kippurim. The carbon from erev Yom Kippur would be burnt on Yom Kippur itself, so too, the erev Shabbos carbon that's left over would be burnt on Shabbos too. What's the chiddush of saying v'afilu b'shamas? So the Gemara says, Amar v'acha bar Yaakov, itzrich you need to tell me afil b'Shabbos. Why? Because I would have thought talkadai dechamina hani mili heche dechal yom kippurim lios achas Shabbos. Maybe the only time where you say hayom chamish, where there are five yom kippur, which means the four plus the one, might only be in a case where yom kippur is on a Sunday, where it's right, it's Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos goes right into Yom Kippur. Maybe only that case could you burn the Erev Yom Kippur Karbanos, which is the case, Shabbos Karban, on Yom Kippur itself. Why would that be permitted? Dechel ve'Shabbos kreivim Yom HaKippur. We already know from elsewhere that the fats of Shabbos may be burned on Yom Kippur itself. But if Aval be'emtza Shabbos, if the Yom Kippur falls out during the week on a, let's say, on a Thursday, it could fall out on a Thursday, so then maybe the Wednesday Karbanos, the Erev Yom Kippur, the Chol Yom Chol Karbanos, cannot be burnt in Yom Kippur. So that's why Kamash Lan, Afil B'Shabbos, tells us that even Erev Shabbos and even Erev Yom Kippur, Karbanos may be burnt on Shabbos itself and on Yom Kippur itself. That's the Chiddush that the words of Afil B'Shabbos are teaching us. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Man Hai, who is the one, the Lo Chayish the kimchi, who doesn't care about the kimchi, which literally means flour. It means just about it's about how to properly read the every word, and to, when you grind flour, so there's that flour which is fine, and there's the bad stuff. So a person is not being so medactic here in this statement. Who is this person who doesn't care about this being medactic in the words? What does he mean? So he says ha b'chayom tanan. So what? Why do you have to add v'afil b'Shabbos? It says every single day. That, of course, is mashma, afil b'Shabbos. So what's being added? It says in the Mishnah, b'chayom ayom, there are four marachos, and the Yom Kippur, there's fifth one. Doesn't b'chayom ayom imply Shabbos? So why is the rabbis adding v'Shabbos? We would have known Shabbos ready for the Mishnah, because it's b'chayom ayom and Shabbos. Look at Rashi. B'chayom ayom, hayu arba marachos tanan, v'afilu Shabbos b'mashma, according to the language of the Mishnah. So what's he adding on, v'afil b'Shabbos? So the Gemara then says, so that's just a kasha, we don't know. We're not sure why he had to add that in. So then the Gemara says, "Upligi the Rav Huna damar tchilaso docha sofa eino docha." So up until now, this part of the Shabbos case, everybody agreed that you're allowed to be makriv the chelve erev Shabbos on Shabbos itself. They just questioned whether that was obvious from the Mishnah or whether that was a chiddush that Rabbi Elazar taught us. But they agreed to the din that erev Shabbos karbanos are burnt on Shabbos itself. But comes along now, Rav Huna, he says not true. Tchilaso docha sofa eino docha. What does that mean, tchilas adocha, but sofa is not docha? Rashi says here, tchilas adocha, tamid shel Shabbos, nishchat b'Shabbos, v'kar b'Shabbos. We're calling tchila the beginning of the carbon, which is the shchita. So the shchita is docha Shabbos. The shchita of the carbon tamid, it could be docha Shabbos. That's tchilas, that's docha Shabbos. But sofo ain't a docha Shabbos. What's sofo? Look at Rashi. Sofo ain't a docha, tamid shel erev Shabbos, ein evarev niktar mishetichsha. The leftover evarim, which is called the sofo, is not burned on Shabbos. Elamal mibodio must be left out on the mizbech before Shabbos begins erev Shabbos. So there's machlokis here in this Gemara between the first part of Rav Acha and Rava versus Rav Huna, whether or not you could take the chelve erev Shabbos and burn them on Shabbos itself. So now the Gemara is going to analyze his last statement of Rav Huna. And that's going to take us to the next page, which is not a long page, but it's a little bit of confusing read. So Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, tamid, tchilaso, docha, sofa, ina docha. So a little bit of a cryptic statement here. Rav Huna says, the tamid, the beginning, is docha, but the end is not docha. So we know the beginning means it could the shchita of the karmen tamid is docha. Shabbos is also docha tuma. Right? We learned in Maseches Pesachim, it says moada. Moada teaches me that a karmen tamid or any karmen sibor, that's kavuas man, you could be docha Shabbos and docha tumah. So that's true of the tchilaso. The tchilaso is docha both Shabbos and docha tumah. But the sofo ain't a docha. The end is not docha. What does it mean the end is not docha? The hector chalavim is not docha something. Is it not docha Shabbos or is it not docha tumah? Which one is it? So he doesn't tell us. He just says, tamit tchilaso docha, sofo ain't a docha. My ain't a docha. What does that mean? So Gemara presents a machlokas. Rav Chista Amar, docha Shabbos, the end, we have to add the word sofa here. The sofa is docha Shabbos, meaning the leftover carbon from Erev Shabbos is docha Shabbos, the end of it is docha Shabbos, but the ein docha tuma. The sofa, again, tchilaso, the beginning, the shchita of the carbon tamid, is docha tuma, is docha Shabbos. The sofa, however, the hector chalavim, is only docha Shabbos, but it's not docha tuma according to Rav Huna, Rav Chista's understanding of Rav Huna. And Rav Amar the opposite. He says, no, the sofa is doches a tumah, veinu doches a Shabbos. He argues, he says, the sofa, the hekta chalavim, can be doches a tumah, but it cannot be doches a Shabbos. So that's the machlokes of Chista and Rava, how to understand sofa eino doches. So the Gemara says further, Amalei Abaye says, Lididach kasha, according to Rava, you have a kasha, and Rav Chista kasha. I have a question to Rav Chista as well. Lididach kasha, according to you, so you hold, again, Rava's the one who holds that sofo is docha Shabbos, is it docha tuma, but it's not docha Shabbos. How could there be a chilik between tuma and Shabbos? You have the same halacha. Maishna tuma, how come it's docha tuma? Dechseva, b'mo'adu, like I just told you. Va'afil b'tuma is a joshua. Shabbos nami, b'mo'adu afil b'shabbos. There should be no chilik between tuma and Shabbos. They should be both, the sofo should be docha both them. And the same thing for Rav Chista. Rav Chista, who's the one who holds that sofo is docha Shabbos, but it's not docha tuma. So the Rav Chista kasha ma'ishna Shabbos. How come he allows sofo the hekter chalavim to be docha Shabbos? Dichsiv b'mo'ado v'afil b'Shabbos. Tuma nami b'mo'ado v'afil b'Shabbos. How could there be a chilik? So Rava responds back to Bai and he says Amar lei lo l'didi kasha v'lo l'Rav Chista kasha. There's not a question not to me nor to Rav Chista. L'didi lo kasha, according to me, there's no kasha. Sofo kitchilaso, the end is like the beginning. It's a little tricky here. The end is like the beginning. Sofo kitchilaso, what does that mean? Tuma ditchilaso bar mitchli. Again, the premise here is the beginning, the end is like the beginning. Sofo is like the beginning. Whatever happened in the beginning is going to dictate what happens at the end. So the end is defined by the beginning. So now, what's the beginning? Once we know what the beginning is, it's going to tell us the end. So tuma ditchilaso bar midchei tumahu. Tuma, which you know at the beginning, the shchitas carbon, tamid, is certainly docha tuma in the beginning. That's tchila. The carbon tamid is docha tuma in the beginning. So sofo, nami tamid. So just like when you do the shchita and the zrika, which in the beginning can be docha tuma, so to the sofo, the haktaris chalavim, can be docha tuma as well. However, Shabbos, tchila so la bar midchei, the beginning is not docha. Now why not? So Rashi tells us we're changing focus. We're talking Erev Shabbos Karban. So Erev Shabbos Karban Tamid, the Tchila was not Docha Shabbos because it wasn't Shabbos yet, it was Erev Shabbos. So if the beginning of this very Karban was not Docha Shabbos, the end of it, the Hekter Chalavim, can't be Docha Shabbos either. So that's what he says again, Shabbos, the Tchila so lav bar midche Shabbosu, so fonami lo dachi. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes just to kind of put this together a little bit better. Tuma ditchilaso matchilaso, the beginning of the carbon tamid bar is subject to be matcha tumahu, it pushes off tuma. Im ein kohen tower, lizog damo, if there's no tower kohen, you can have a tame kohen do it. So then, therefore, the sofo is also gimiv docha tuma. But says Rashi Shabbos, ditchilaso, the tamid de er Shabbos, the tamid of yesterday and Friday, which is la bar mitche Shabbos, because it wasn't Shabbos, shere, bein harbaim nishchad was shechted in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. Therefore, the sofo also won't be docha Shabbos. That's all how Rava understands it. Now, what about Rav Chista? So it comes to the defense of Rav Chista as well. Rav Chista, who is the one who held that the sofo is docha Shabbos, but it's not docha tuma, what's the distinction? So he explains, Rav Chista lo kasha, it's not a question either. Sofo kitchilaso lesa. He doesn't hold to that equation. So remove that from our mind. That's not a concept. We're not trying to equate beginning to the end. He uses a different measure here. He says, Shabbos, dehutrahi betzibur, sofo nami dachi. We're looking at hutra versus dechuya. That's the lens we're looking at. Shabbos in general is hutra. When a person could bring a carbon on Shabbos, it's complete hutra. So even though this particular carbon was from yesterday, so I'm a leftover from the Erev Shabbos, in the end of the day, Shabbos is hutra legabe hilchos karbanos, and therefore you can be makriv the sofo on Shabbos itself. But tuma, which is dechuya hibitzibur, we know it's a big machlok because we saw in Yuma already once, maybe even twice we saw this, that tuma hutra or dechuya. So Rav Chista is of the opinion that's dechuya, which means it's in only b'shasa dechak do we override tuma. But we don't try to override, it's not hutra. And since it's only dechuya, it's very, very b'dieved, so we say only tchilaso, dikir kapara dachi, the beginning, which is the shchit and the zrika, that's the beginning, that's the main kapara, that's dacha, because that's going to override, the urgency will override the dechuya of the tumah. But sofo, the lav ikr kapara, the burning of the leftover fats and limbs, that's not a kapara there, it's not even the ikr kapara, may not be a kapara at all, that's not urgent enough, lo dachi, because tumah is only dechuya b'tzibur. Okay, we made it through, not so bad. So now the Gemara says, Amar Beis, we're continuing the following din. We had mentioned before the concept of being mechabe gachelis, so extinguishing gachelis, the coals. There is an issa deraisa, one's a chayv malkos for being mechabe, pasuk says lo sichbe. So Gemara is going to analyze different types of coals, different types of fires. So Gemara says itmar, around the 10 lines down, ha mechabe esh machta umenora. If a person extinguishes the fire of the machta, which is the esh of the ketores of Yom Kippur, the gachelis, or he extinguishes the fire of the menorah, he abai amar chayef. Your chayef says Rashi mishum lo sechabe. Pasuk says you can't extinguish the fire. So the eish of the macht and the eish menorah are included in this pasuk of lo sechabe. And Rav amar pater the kviya berosha shemizbeach. Fine, he says pater. So we have to understand the case. So Gemara analyzes when it comes to the kviya berosha shemizbeach to chuyam lo pligi the chayef. When it comes to extinguishing a fire or coal on top of the mizbeach, everybody agrees that's chayef. That's what the pasuk is talking about. That's what the pasuk refers to, the extinguishing the fire on top of the mizbeach. Fine. When it comes to kipligi, when do they argue? When does machlok is abaye in Rava? De'achtei a'ara, the kavya. When you brought the flame down, when you brought the coal down, you're standing on the floor of the mizbeach of the azara, that's where this machlok is, and then you extinguish it there. Abaye amar, you're chayev, because in the end of the day, it's eish mizbeachu. Even though the pasuk says lo sechabe only applies to eish mizbeach, even when it comes off the mizbeach, that's still called eish mizbeach. It came from the mizbeach, and you're chayef for extinguishing it there. Rav amar kaven de nitzka nitzka. Once you've detached it from the mizbeach, it no longer is called eish mizbeach. It's just called eish. Eish isn't subject to lo sechabe. Only eish mizbeach is, and therefore you're pater. So Gemara then says ella ha de amar Rav Nachman. That which of Nachman says amar Rabba bar Ravua hamorid gachelos ma'amid gavim mizbeach v'chiba chayef. He says the one takes down a gachelos from the mizbeach and extinguishes it, you're chayef. Come on, that must be kabai. Because Abai says that it still retains its shame, eish mizbeach, even when you bring it down. So that's like Abai. Rav Nachman holds like Abai. So Gemara says, not true. Afilu teima kerava, even Rava might hold that this would be aser. Why? Hasam lo intak lemitzvasa, hacha intak lemitzvasa. When does Abai say that you're pater? Only when you take off the eish for another purpose. When I take the eish off for the menorah, take the eish off for the machta, it loses its shame, eish mizbeach, so there's no iser anymore. But let's say I take off eish or gechelis for no reason. I just take it off. Not for another purpose. There's no other goal. That still retains eish mizbeach. It's not until I have it for another purpose, for menorah or machta, would it lose its shame. So in this case, it's possible that even Abaye would agree there would be a chiyuv for extinguishing the gechelis me'agave mizbeach. So the Gemara then says, before we go by that, before we finish this, the parak here, look for a second at Tosus, Dira Maschil, Kipligi, the Baam Tosus there. The Achte A'ara, the Chabia, Abaye Marchaev. When you take it to the ground, then you extinguish it, you're Chayev. So Hikshur, Beinu Simcha, he asks the following question, Damer Le'el, we saw 2 days ago, Dab Mem Dalad, Nispazer Heimanu Kav Gecham. We learned that every day they scoop up coals, they pour it into a smaller pan, so some of the coals would spill out and fall over. There wasn't enough room to hold in the second pan. So Nispazer Heimanu Kav Gecham, Mechab them la'ama, you sweep them up into the ama, which is that little, you know, little drain in the middle of the azar. Upeis Rashi, la'amas hamayim shebazar. There's a little water. It wasn't just like a drain. There's water that was constantly going through, a little canal that was in the azara. The kasher la'abaye. The la'ama dileel ain't amas hamayim. That's not amas hamayim. Makamu. He said, no, it's not true. He wasn't referring to water. It's just an area. It was a space. It's a machlokas. But either way, the problem here is talking about how could you extinguish it? If you pour it into water, isn't that extinguishing it? Isn't that a violation of lo sechabe? How can you do this? So if there's no water there, okay, you didn't extinguish it. That's one answer. But according to Rashi, where there was water, so aren't you being mechabe by putting it into the water? So v'li nira says Tosas, according to me, lo kasha, there's no contradiction here. The lo mechayev mishum, you're not chayev in this case. Mishum dechayev in the miskabin, chote shobedal gabin, humarash gimel kabin, nisabim hen kav. Your intent initially was only to get 3. Yeah, you took up 4, but you only wanted to keep 3 of the kav of gecholim. Mashin is pazer enu omid laosfam. That which spilled out was never omid to be on top of the mizbeach. Was never part of the process here. V'afilo by moda came into intik. Once it was taken off, it was taken off. It had no purpose anymore. Ava esh demacht of the benora that had a purpose of a mitzvah. Now it was going to another mitzvah. Mari daachta ara v'bekli v'chad the mitzvah. So still chad the mitzvah. L'hachi chay labai. In other words, if you take it off with no purpose at all, so then you're pater. But you take it off with a still a purpose of a menorah or machta, that somehow retains the eish hamizbeach, and that's how it gets around the problem. So you have to, according to this, you have to say then The next question, the morim min hamizbech, it can't be where you're being morim min hamizbech to throw out. Must be morim min hamizbech to do something with it. Unclear what that is. A little tricky how to work this in Tosos here, but an interesting question nonetheless. So back inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, first Y line down, last six lines of the Perek here, Ika d'amri. Others say the machlokas differently. De'ach de'ahara v'kabya, if you bring the gachelas down to the floor level and you extinguish it, everybody agrees that you're pater in this case because it's no longer considered a shamizbeach. Ki pligi, one did argue, the kabia berosha shamizbeach, when you extinguish it while still on top of the mizbeach. Abai amar chayev, because a shamizbeach, that's the pashup shot. But rav amar pater, so why does he say pater? Kevin de natka. So once you take it off, you're pater, once you removed it. So the Gemara says, then Ela hadamar rav Nachman bar amarabba bar avua, hamorid gechelos meagab mizbeach, the kabba chayev, come on. Now, this position, this opinion, who holds, when you take it down your chayiv, he doesn't hold like anybody, because nobody, we just said above, when it comes down to the ground, kuyam pligi lo chayiv, you're completely potter. Lo kabai lo karava. So who does he hold like that? Mawrid gecheles ma'agabim mizbeach chayiv. The Gemara says, hasam lo intak le mitzvasa, hacha intak le mitzvasa. So again, if you take it off for a certain purpose, so then that's when it's potter. But you take it off for no purpose, so that's when you're going to be chayiv. So again, hamorid gachas ma'agam is back without any purpose, any goal. That's when the Gemara says chayiv. When you take it off to do another mitzvah, to go to the macht, to go to the menorah, that's where everybody would agree you're patur. When it's still all in the mizbeach, so that's where the machlokas exist. Okay, so we'll stop here. Let's quickly recap what we did. It's a short daf. We start off talking about this concept of the Rebbe Meir, this special maracha that was simply used for the Eivari Ola Shinitosu, that you have to have this special maracha. You do this every single day. The chiddush is, if it's possible, even the psulim go back on as long as the Mishle Ben Haor, but if the ksherim, even if they were not Mishle Ben Haor, you return the next day. And we saw in Ikadamri that even the ksherim is only with the qualification that it was also burnt by the Or, just like the psulim. Then we discussed about Shabbos, where the same din would apply to Shabbos. First opinion was that it would apply on Shabbos based on the arrival at Yom Kippur. There's also all five marachos, one of them being the maracha for these leftover Evarim. So it would be the same for both of the Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Then we saw an opinion that argued that says, no, Rav Huna felt that you would not burn the Erev Shabbos karbanos on Shabbos itself. Went through the discussion of Sofo Eino Docha. With Sofo Eino Docha, it's Docha Shabbos but not Docha Tuma, or it's Docha Tuma, not Docha Shabbos. It depended on this machlokas, whether or not we create Tchilasa and Sofo, or whether or not we talk about Hutra versus Dechuya. And finally, this discussion of Abai and Rava, whether Mechabe, Eish Machta, Menorah is Chayv or Pater, and that we had two approaches how to explain that Machlokas. Okay, Hadron Lach, Tarfit, Bekalpi. Everyone have a wonderful day. Mi'at Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.